Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Aaron Willits, a 2004 graduate of Aledo High School. How much does he think of Coley Welter? So much, folks, so much that his firstborn is named after the former Aledo coach. True story, but it's an interesting story because Aaron Willits, you tell us, you live up in Moorhead, Minnesota, coach D3 football at Concordia College, and there's some confusion as to the people up there why they think you named your firstborn Cullen Willits. Take it away.
I mean, the natural thing when you tell somebody that you named your kid Cullen is they think the name is Colin. But up here in Moorhead, hockey is a cult, and NHL star Matt Cullen is from Moorhead. And so naturally, when I tell people that my name is Cullen, if they're in the hockey cult, they latch on and go, oh, you must be a big hockey fan. And I have to explain that, nope, just strictly coincidence, just a guy that had a real big impact on my life, my high school football coach. But at least they know how to pronounce it right because there's a familiar name from the area as well.
So when you talk about one's impact on your life, if you're naming your firstborn after your high school football coach, there's got to be a big reason for that.
Absolutely. You know, myself and both my brothers, you know, having been into the education side of things, both of us, or I guess all three of us, went for education in college. Pretty much all doing it in some aspect, me coaching Logan over at Anawan Weathersfield and my brother at the Reach program at the University of Iowa, and then just the sports impact, the football side of things. I got to a point in my life where even my outside hobbies, my activities, I do a lot of weightlifting, I'm into some CrossFit stuff, and people ask, you know, how are you strong in those types of things, and I tell them it's an experience thing, and I learned, you know, a lot of that stuff when I was in eighth grade, when we first moved from Joy up to Aledo, and we went through the weightlifting install program that Coach Welter had for the junior high kids going into high school. You know, a lot of that background comes from the things that he taught me there, and obviously the teaching side of things, and then more importantly the coaching and the way that I coach. There's still things that I do today with my kids that come from the things that I learned from him. There's no doubt in my mind when I went to Knox that I was better prepared than most coming to a college program because of the preparation that, you know, I mean, just everything, game plans, designs, plays, schemes, calls, you know, all the on-the-field stuff, but also the motivation things off the field, the relationship building, you know, the investment in the individual. I mean, the guy literally sort of has had his hand in every aspect of my life, and just kind of felt right. And my wife and I were bouncing around names, and we wanted to kind of keep it close to the family, something impactful. And on my side, when it kind of came up, we wanted something a little bit different. And when it came up, that was, I threw it out there, and my wife goes, absolutely, I like it.
That is a great story, man. I mean, an awesome story. All right, so when you look back at, you know, that age of being a teenager and playing high school football and being in that program at that time. So you were a sophomore in 01, state champ, 13-1, right? So 2002, yep. Play a key. You told me off the air, special teams kid, kind of your sophomore, your senior, junior year, play a key role on that defense that goes unblemished 14-0, and of course the unbelievable comeback against Carthage to win the state title. 41-40, but then you go to your senior year and a surprise in the first round where you lose to Lewistown, I think 43-32, if my memory serves me correct.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, you can't sit here and say, Taylor, I remember every one of those games in the 3 years I played, but you can remember some of the moments with Coach Welter that maybe impacted you directly, or some story or some observation. Give me one or two of those things that come to mind in that three-year period for you.
Oh, man. They come up more often than what you think when I talk with kids about, you know, in my program, things that I learned. I was actually talking with Chip over at Orion. I'm trying to get into Illinois with some recruiting and talking to one of his kids a little bit. But there was one time the game plans were so detailed, and there was never a stone unturned with what, you know, the staff was doing, whether it be Coach Walter or Coach Hassan or Coach Thompson or any of the guys. But we were lined up in the backfield, and I was on the weak side. And Cade Morgan from Orion was in the backfield, and they were in the gun. And they had broken everything down over the weekend in as much detail as that when he lined up behind the guard, his inside leg split in the crack of the guard. They were running, you know, a certain variation of plays to the strong side. But when he lined up with his inside leg split in the crack of the tackle, it was only quick toss to the weak side. And I remember they lined up in that play, and me and Randall and Cody Welch, and I mean, it might have been everybody, Steele and Brian Greer and everybody, but he lined up behind the tackle, and we all started yelling, toss, toss, toss. And he looked at the quarterback and was like, bro, they know, like, you got to check. And it's high school kids. It's kind of tough to check out of some things. And they end up running the toss, and I want to say five guys met him in the backfield for a five-yard loss. And it's just that type of preparation that I try to tell my kids, hey, I'm trying to give you every answer to the test. I'm trying to give you as much as possible. And then that year, you know, another real big one as far as prepping us not only for the things like that in the game plan, but also repping it in practice. I remember the scissors play from Sherrard, the double handoff counter. And I remember being with Coach Aston over there, and they split all of us up. Cody Welch was working a drill, Matt Randall was working a drill, and I was working a drill. And particularly the weak side play where I was at was that scissors play. And they were the blemish in 01, so we went up there in 02, and that was a really, really big game for us. And they are backed up on maybe the 25, I think it's on the north end zone. And they ran the scissors play, and all I had was we had repped it, you know, 20, 30 times an individual. And I just read that block, and I came through. And it's just that attention to detail that, regardless of individual plays or games, that attention to detail that was given to us and expected of us has really just kind of carried me through, whether it be on the field, off the field, in the classroom, from that point in time to now even.
Well, and do you realize, you know, and I look up the notes and jotted this down, do you realize in that 11 years he was here, the record was 113-22. I mean, well, come on, man. 113-22, and you go to the state title game five times in 11 years. My goodness,
it's unbelievable. And it's continued on. You know, ever since he's left, he's had that playoff success. There's a reason why a guy that's his age is getting into the Hall of Fame. You know, that's usually an honor that's, you know, it takes a few more years to get than what it's taken him. And I didn't know the exact record, but like I said, I talk about the guy a lot, and, you know, there's players in my program that may or may not know, but, you know, maybe a guy every once in a while asks me about why I have such attention to detail, and then obviously I have to go down the wormhole and explain to it that, you know, my head coach was there for 10, 11 years, and he was in five state championships, and he won three of them, you know, and never missed the playoffs. Like, I lived the small school football dream. The town closed down and got in the caravan and followed us wherever we went. And everything was sort of a product of that man's leadership. And so sometimes guys, you know, that maybe didn't come from that, they start to get the picture of, like, why I am the way I am. And the kids, it's been that way since I was, you know, really, when I went from eighth grade and we went into the cafeteria at the high school and did a little, this is a barbell and this is how you're going to lift weights and those types of things. From that point on, you know, I've kind of had some of those workings that I was taught, you know, at Alito High School.
All right, man. I tell you, dude, great, great observations. Aaron Willits, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
And we'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.